More Than a Horse, which is proudly brought to you by Woodlands Stud, who again this year we will be standing leather up in conjunction with Northern Rivers at Lower Long Farms in Kyabram. And stay tuned for some more exciting news coming very shortly about leather up. Today, this, I haven't done one of these for a little while, Beck Morrissey, hello.
Hi Paul, how are you going?
Very, very well. And you're actually at our property. This is little bit of a random More Than a Horse, to say the least.
It is. I wouldn't call him random. I call him an absolute superstar. I love him. And he's got such a following too. Everyone loves him.
I do these
he
about...
He even loves me too.
I do these about a lot of horses, and we're here to more or less promote Lionheart. With the More Than a Horse is about Lionheart. What's his stable name?
Bill.
Right, Bill it is.
There's a bit of a story with that one too. I was actually talking to Lee Graham last night at Bendigo, and I was talking about Lionheart coming here today, and he said, oh, what was his stable name again? I said, Bill, because remember at Morong Trials, we turned up his first trial, and he said, you never name a horse Bill, because it always relates back to Billy Goat. So I always remember that, Lee Graham. Trust Lee.
He's a wealth of knowledge, and most of it's useless.
Yes, exactly.
Rightio. A lot of people won't know Lionheart, especially like my Kiwi friends and the likes. He's not the sort of horse that reached lofty heights by any stretch.
No.
But he did contest in some nice races.
He did contest in some nice races. So he's actually won one race, but a multitude of placings. So he actually won over 40,000 in stakes, which is outside any bonuses that he won as well. So he's probably getting up close to 50,000. So yeah, he had nearly 100 race starts, or actually he did just have over 100 race starts. But yeah, he had a bit of a following on Facebook, I think more so for the Danny Beauchet Facebook page, because he's actually by Danny Beauchet. Yep. So Nick Youngson was always putting him up there when he was racing. So developed a bit of a following. And I think too, everyone was just really willing him to win a race because he'd been so consistent with his placings. So yeah.
And that's, you're good at this. Your answer, you're leaving me with no questions, but you did a good job. So he's had 100 starts, won one race. People are probably saying, why is he More Than a Horse? But it is actually that, is the following. He didn't win his last start or even his 10th last start. He won that at about 51, 52?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I remember we did a chat. It was through COVID, unfortunately, so there was limited crowds. But I know how much that one win meant to you. And I think that's when he started capturing a lot of people's imagination.
Yeah, that's right. He's actually second last start. He runs second or third from memory. So, yeah, but he did. He's, and I think then he's got his own personalised rug as well emoji with a lion face and a heart on it as well, with Lionheart down the side of his rug. So yeah, he's always been a really special horse, as I was. All my horses are very special to me, but yeah, I do love this guy. He's an absolute ripper, and he's just awesome to do anything with. He's such a pleasure to do anything, work with him, shoe anything. He's just awesome.
So. What makes him Bill? Like why do you reckon it worked? Why do you think people sort of captured this, you know, not picking on him, but limited racehorse?
Oh, look, I don't know. I think it's probably more so all the Facebook comments and, you know, his driver, Mick Bellman, like he was always a bit of a card with him. You know, he's got a bit of a love-hate relationship with him. He thinks he hates him, but he secretly, I think he actually, didn't mind driving him. But we had a few arguments with him during his races and, the way he drove him sometimes, we always had a bit of banter about it. But I think, he sort of carried on with him at the races a bit, and everyone sort of took a bit of notice, as they do when the red man starts carrying on. People start to laugh and carry on with him, but I think to the social media that he got on Facebook, more through the Danny Beauchet page and Victorian Square Trotters as well, I think that sort of helped him promote him.
We will touch on that in a minute. Anyone thinking, no, I didn't dress Beck, she actually came here dressed herself and very proud of it. And it's a very different age now. We try to sell racing and we try to make racing, yeah, how do we improve racing and all the rest? But it's very, very different because, like you said, the social media aspect, this horse captured so many people's imaginations. You got so much feedback and people getting involved in it. If people aren't aware, over the years, you've been associated with some nice horses. You've got another nice one at the minute. It's not necessarily all the wins, and it's one of my things that I give a bugbear about, really, is that we measure success by wins. Whereas this horse has had a hugely successful racing career simply because of all the fun that you've had. Like, you go to the races and you may not have come back with a check, sorry mate, but you've actually come back with fun. And I reckon you've got so many stories that you could tell about him and what could have been and what may not have been.
Even the race he won in Geelong, I still remember Mick coming off the track and yelling out, I can't even recall which steward it was, if he hadn't have won that race, I was going to drive him into Geelong and drive him off the end of the pier. You know, it was just ridiculous stuff like that. But you're right, there was actually a question which the Victorian Square Trotters have asked me to answer. There's a few questions that they've asked me to run through. And one of the questions is, what's your most memorable moment? And you're right, I've been associated with some lovely horses. Barney's Invasion, he won the Stall Trotters Cup.
Yep.
Crystal Bucket at Echuca. Just Like Jack won the South Australian Cup.
Yeah.
I had a great deal of fun with Wakari Sun. Once again, he made all the country cup circuits and just had a ball with him. He won quite a few races for me. But this bloke, you know, even his win at Geelong, it was just awesome. I just had the best night. And then, you know, a few months ago, I won the Group 2 with my little filly Wish Upon a Dream. So I wouldn't say that win was even any better than Lionheart. So I was so excited it was a Group 2, but that's not what I do it for. I don't do it for the money or the group races. Any race, I just get so excited, which most people know I normally scream in the track down. But
you are?
Yeah. But yeah. His one race would be well up there with one of my most memorable
moments. You mentioned there before about the VSTA. You've got the Harasta Trotters in trouble there. They are great sponsors of mine. Jacket on and the hat. But I didn't dress you, the Elder Baron.
No.
You actually won an award last night as well, which you didn't know you were going to win. When
no.
I say last night, depending on the Friday night, depending on when I air this.
Yes. Yeah, so last night, the Square Trotters secretly got me to the track, telling me that my sister, Chelsea, who recently got her accreditation to be clerk of the course, that they were going to present her with an award. But when I got there, I actually found out it was me. So it was a recognition award for my efforts, and obviously as being a member of the Square Trotters Association as well. And I attended the awards night for the Victorian Square Trotters. I got nominated for the Colin Redwood Award, which Fred Spiteri actually won. But yeah, this was another award that they've had, and they presented it to me last night. So obviously I've got this magnificent jacket and the hat as well that I'm wearing. And also too, the clubs, Ballarat and Bendigo and Maribyrnong threw in meal vouchers and drink vouchers. I got Ranvet actually threw in a hat and Sulcovite and a bucket of Harmony protein powder. And yeah, the great awards. So, and yeah, Claire Western Photography threw in $25 as well. So yeah, I was quite chuffed to win such an award. And I love the Victorian Square Trotters. They're great to be involved with. And yeah, they do a lot for the trotters in the industry. So it's great.
You've done pretty good there. You're not bad on the sponsors. You remembered them all. You got the Elder Baron Park hat on too.
Yeah.
That's the one we do after Duncan will tell us off. But I think well done to you. It is more than a horse. And as I said, you actually come to our property here because Bill's about to embark, I suppose, on the next chapter in his life, if you like.
Yes.
It's a little bit of an emotional moment for you, but you're about to hand him over basically to the Hero Program and to my daughter.
Yeah. I was so excited when I got the phone call from Kima last week because my preference was actually to come to Holly and Marie to take him on. And it's a hard decision. And I was just having a laugh with Marie that I've already had tears driving out of the place with on the float, but no tears today until I leave. But yeah, I just... you know, with the horses that I've got Barney's Invasion, I still got him, he's over 20 now, and Just Like Jack's 30, and Bill's mother, Living on a Dream, she's 25 now, so she's retired too. I've got them all at home. But Bill, he's only 7, and he's such a beautiful animal, and I know he'll be really suited to the Hero Program. And yeah, I don't want to see him wasted staying in a paddock until he's 20 and 30 years old, so it's such a wonderful program. That's why I actually put him forward to take part. And he's had 6 months, I think, nearly waiting to get into the program. So really rapt that Marie and Holly and yourself are going to be able to take him on here and see what he can do next.
I won't be doing much. I'll be leaving that to the girls. And whatever endeavour he goes down, like, you know, I know Holly will try several different things, whether it's jumping or showing or whatever. But I'm sure, like you said there, you tear up. But I'm sure you're also pretty excited about...
Oh, I am. Yeah, I am. He's having a nuzzle here. I would be so excited to see what he gets up to. And I really like to track his progress as well, wherever he may end up being from here on. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing that side of it too.
Beck, thank you. My daughter's actually about to do an interview with you as well, which will probably air before this one will, but I appreciate it. I do know it's an emotional moment because your eyes are glassy. You might think that no one notices it, but they are just a little bit glassy. But I think it's great, and I think the sooner we can get away from how many races they win, to classing horses as successful is how much fun you've had.
Yeah.
I think it's such a so much better way of rating some of these horses and the way we enjoy our sport. So well done. Good luck with Bill. Well, good luck to you, Bill, for the endeavours. I'll be doing probably quite a few more things with him on his journey going through. But congratulations with last night's award. And thanks for sharing your story very quickly with
Thank
me, Beck.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul. Thanks.